All right. Hope you guys are doing amazing. TD Wells here, going live for the first time here on LinkedIn on my page. And I'm not even sure, like, you know, I just wanted to go live because I think it's, you know, I'm still feeling this out. I'm just being transparent, to be honest with you. And I think, you know, that's the best way to be, right? But at the end of the day, I am here to express and talk a little bit about like business and what's transpiring. And it says I'm live right now. So that's a good thing. So anyway, just wanted to talk a little bit about business in general and what Wells Media is up to, because I know there's a lot of people that have liked, or I appreciate you guys liking my page and following and all of those things. And I'd love to get some engagement and interaction. So if you just happen to swing on by and see me live, man, just stop by and say hello, man. I appreciate that, you know, at the end of the day. But I want to share some things with you as we approach in 2024 and moving forward. I think it's real important for everybody to gear up and really understand and finding your purpose, right? Because, you know, what I've realized just having Wells Media in play and other companies and businesses that I've run, it's been literally 3 decades that I've been in business. I can't believe it. It's amazing. And I'm spilling my age here, but it's been 3 decades literally since, you know, I've run several different types of businesses in different industries. And some of them did really, really well. And some of them didn't. And that was because, when I say 3 decades, I mean, I actually did work for other companies. I worked for car dealerships because I love cars. I love the process of car dealerships. But it just really, to be honest with you, I found that wasn't feasible for me and I'm unemployable. And I don't know, maybe some of you guys are unemployable. Like, I just struggle with, you know, people that say that they're leaders and not really leaders, or, you know, and some of it might have been me, you know, whatever. But at the end of the day, I just wanted to learn the processes and systems of how car dealerships operate. And if you work in a business, if you are employed, I would go out on a limb to say that you might be unemployable as well. You just deal with the BS. And I'm just not one of those people. I don't deal with the BS. However, what I did take from being employed and having sometimes a W-2 is that there were processes and systems. And I noticed that even large companies are dysfunctional and unorganized. So with that being said, I just wanted to share that piece and let people know that some of us are unemployable and that's okay. But excuse my blue blockers. I don't usually wear glasses. I just have to wear these because the screen is pretty crazy and kills my eyes or hurts my eyes. But anyway, let's get to the point here. So I wanted to share a few things. I've noticed that many businesses really have, there's very, very few businesses, like 90% of the businesses don't even earn. And you could be a solopreneur, but they're not even earning $1 million in revenue. And so to me, revenue really is a perspective of whatever it is that, you know, you might not be making a profit actually, you know? So I'm going to go out on a limb and say that most businesses are not generating $1 million in revenue. And I know that to be a fact. We know that if you just go look, do your research, you'll see that. But ultimately what I would like to say is that if you need to look at your net revenue and you need to your net proceeds, and you need to know exactly what you're earning. And if you are not automating your business, if you don't have automations in place, just a simple thing is missed call text back. Like if you're missing phone calls for your clients, you need to have that automated. You need to automate that piece. If it's not with Wells Media, it could be with any company. I just wanted to share that. And so the way that I see and envision businesses in 2024 exceeding $1 million. And, you know, we are here to help those businesses do that, whether they're practitioners or if they're businesses that have exceeded 15 million in revenue. And if you haven't yet, you need to implement automations into your business 100%. And so here's what I mean by automation. Like I said, missed call text back, the ability to have a process for your lead or your client or your customer when they come through the door, and then stay in front of them. That's ultimately what it boils down to, is you need to stay in front of your clients on a consistent basis. Every single, well, not every day, but they need to know, they need to keep you at top of mind to know that they want to do business with you at the end of the day. Now, you know, social media is a whole nother animal. You might be branding yourself or your company or whatever it is that you're doing to generate purpose or to get people to go, yes, I'm interested. I want to hear what you have to say, right? So here's why you need to have automations in play for 2024. And you need to be gathering that information now. Don't try to be the know-it-all and be the person that's doing every single thing and then want to try to learn how to do Facebook ads and Google ads, and I need to learn this and I need to learn that. That's not how it works. That's not how a company grows. Take it from me, in 3 decades, I've learned that I've been that person where I've done it all, man, and it just doesn't work. Those days are gone. I mean, that just doesn't exist anymore. We live in a time where people actually, you know, you could literally do multi things. And I've been saying this for 25 plus years, literally, that you have to have passive streams of income. And the people go, well, just focus on one thing. Well, you can't really, to be honest with you. And I would say, get good at one thing. That's what I would say. Get good at it. Really good, really good. Put in the hours, like, just like if you were playing a sport. Business is a sport, man. You know, and you know, I would just tell you that if you're thinking about going into business and you're unemployable at whatever level, you know, you might stay for 6 months or a year, and that's okay. You know, at the end of the day, you know, sometimes businesses will kick you out at 6 months or a year because. And you know, that's kind of a vicious circle in the business space in general. So what I will say is that at the end of the day, just figure out what your purpose is and understand that in order to be a solopreneur or to be an entrepreneur in this world, you have to figure out whether you want to be a lifestyle business or you want to be a performance business. That's it. It's pretty simple. I learned this a long time ago, and I succeeded at being a more performance-based business because I want, you got to have more than 12 employees. And I'm just going to kind of dig into this whole piece. You know, if you're planning on being a performance-based business, you have to have more than 12 employees to do that. So if you want to stay like more of a lifestyle and you want your business to really kind of stay small, then it's under 12 employees. If you can have under 12, because then it's even, it's 6 and 6. But as soon as you get that 13th employee, that's when things really become wild. So with that being said, you need to have automations in play. And so what I mean, and I'm just going to kind of touch on this, I just wanted to get on here and just talk a little bit about what Wells Media does. And so the reason that I started Wells Media and I got into the digital space back in, gosh, I was talking about social media, like the days of when you could just take your business and you could market it online now. Back, I think you could even do that for free these days. But I was talking about this back in 2009 and 10 to get businesses to just basically automate their social media, right? And that was just the beginning stages, and people really didn't get that back then, and they still really don't get it now. And so what the point is today is that going into 2024, you have to be able to find your ideal client. And I'm not talking about tire kickers. I'm talking about people that will see what you do and then say, oh, I need that. And so you basically have to reverse engineer the process. It's not too hard. I'm not going to say it's simple either, but it, you know, you have to be able to, people have to know, and you have to know that whatever your purpose is, that you are going to attract that individual or that person, the ideal person that's looking for your specific type of business, whatever it is you offer, however you offer it, you need to attract that person. And until you can figure out the offer, and I mean offer, and just understand that you're really, everybody's afraid of sales, but nothing happens without a sale. Without selling And what I mean, again, is that you, in order to be able to attract the ideal person, you have to be, you have to understand what it is you offer. And then you have to understand the behaviors of the individuals that are actually even visiting your site that you don't even know that they're visiting your site. That's the other thing, is that we were able to identify the behaviors of those people. I'm going to give you an example. Look at Elon Musk. Perfect, perfect example of a guy that you might hate or you might love, but at the end of the day, the guy is collecting data, right? And it's, I found that, again, when I got started in this, I found that people would come to me because we own a capital, a company that raises capital for developers that we provide gap funding for. And so sometimes developers would come to us and they would say, hey, look, I need to get, $1 million, or I need to get 500,000, but they really didn't have any revenue. They didn't have a way or whatever to, and it would be small businesses as well that would come. So we just figured out a way. I was just doing it for me and my business. Then I figured out a way to help other businesses understand how to generate revenue without the marketing, or I mean, with the marketing piece that you, we teach them and we show them how to do it without having a third party like agency do it. We provide the actual system and the proprietary pieces of information so that they can actually help, so we can help them find their ideal client and literally automate and make this whole process, put it on autopilot, so that way they can attract whoever it is that they're looking to attract. And then we found we are able to do that by implementing a piece of script or whatever you want to call it, code or something like that on the site, so that we can, on their particular site, or if they don't have one, we could create a way and then help them understand who those people are and identify them. And not that we're following them or not, we're going to spook them out. We just want to understand what it is that they're doing. That's what, and my point is that that's what Elon Musk has done, is he's done that with Tesla, is that everybody that gets in that car, I mean, I don't care what you do. If you just sit in the car, they're going to understand your behaviors. They're going to know which buttons you're pushing. That's the thing, is that if you don't understand, I promise you, moving forward in 2024, you will get left behind. You have to understand that. And so that's what Wells Media does in a nutshell, is we help businesses understand their ideal client and how to bring those people in without actually calling somebody and saying, hey, you know, are you interested? No, I actually will reach out to the person that actually triggered that basically reached out to me first in a sense, but they didn't know that I knew that they reached out. Like, so, you know, that's what it really boils down to at the end of the day. So if you're not doing that right now, and you haven't exceeded 10 million, if you haven't exceeded 5 million, if you haven't exceeded 1 million, those are all things that are critical in the process of basically taking your business from wherever it is, 200 in revenue gross to over 1 million, and then making it profitable. And that's done through automation. That's done through having the appointment booked. So don't be afraid of AI, because AI, artificial intelligence, isn't really what people think. They're thinking like robots, they're going to take my job and all. But really it does. Really what it does is it enhances the process. So I took the liberty in understanding and learning and like all types of certifications to really understand the process of how this works. And ultimately just helping businesses find their ideal client, putting them on their calendar, and then we automate the entire process. And we could even automate now through multi-channel marketing, which on Facebook, Instagram, Google, LinkedIn. And so a lot of people don't understand that a lot of businesses, like 90%, maybe 99%, really don't understand Facebook. So, I mean, I've been marketing on Facebook now for 5 years, almost 6 years for businesses. Now we can automate that entire process so that it optimizes your experience. And so while we're getting car dealerships, very, very low click-through rates and their spend, and then they're converting. We're getting HVAC companies the same. We're doing it for mortgage companies. And by the way, my background is mortgages for a very long time. And so I would just say that if you're not, if you're not implementing automations right now in your business, again, don't fear it. There's no reason to fear it. Just understand that you need to have that in place in order to take your business to the next level. And so I'm going to leave you with this piece. This last thing is that if you've been thinking about, I'm not knocking any companies or industries or businesses or anything like that. At this point in my life, I really don't care at what people think at this point, really. I'm just living my best life. And so I want you to understand that if you're looking to have a lifestyle business, or if you're looking to have a performance-based business, you have to figure out which one's going to work. We live in the times right now where it's the time to, I don't know if becoming rich is important to you, or having the freedom to do whatever you want. If you're working in a job that you don't like, I mean, you're just basically helping the employee. You just have to understand going in that that's what's happening. But from the employee perspective, I want you guys to understand that if you get someone that really knows what they're doing and really understands the process, it's okay, right? You can't try to keep everybody, you know, like I'm talking about the employer. You can't try to keep everybody like, you know, over here, or, you know, not give them, you know, whatever, you know, like give them, how do you say it? Because employers, sometimes they don't want you to learn certain things because they don't want you to know more. And so that's the part I don't understand, is that if you're getting somebody that understands business, right, that means that they can help you take your business to the next level. If they leave in a year or two, great. Okay, whatever. Let them go. You bring in somebody else. But that's the thing that kills me, that I don't understand about employers, is that if they have somebody that's amazing or that's great at what they do, leave them alone. Let them do what they do, because at the end of the day, if you are the smartest person in the room, everybody knows that you're doomed. And you know, I've actually worked for people that thought they were the smartest. I don't know. I mean, and that's okay. I mean, that's just how they thought. And you know, and I think that really holds them back, because if they were doing 10 million, they should be doing 15 or 20 million at the end of the day. So, look. I appreciate you know, you guys listening, at least, or someone listening. I'm sure somebody will hear this. Maybe it will impact one or two people or persons or whatever at the end of the day. But I'm looking. I would like to also, I would love to interview anyone that feels like they're on the upcoming and that has a small business, that you're a solopreneur or an entrepreneur. You've been one and you're just trying to really get your brand out there. You want to put yourself out there as well, and you're trying to take yourself to the next level. It would be great to have you on my podcast, which is Unleashed. The podcast is called Unleash Your Potential with TD Wells, and it's on Anchor. So if you get a chance to plug into that, or if you want to DM me, just go ahead and send me a message, and I'd be more than happy to plug in with you. But again, have a great evening. And we'll talk to you guys soon. I'll be coming on here more often, and I'll have a specific time that I come on, which is probably going to be on either Thursdays or Wednesdays. I'm not exactly sure. I just came on to pop on here because I just felt inspired today, like I do every day, but I just felt more inspired than ever today for whatever reason. But thanks again. You guys have an amazing night. Talk to you soon.